If you are anything like me, you often quickly say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, while blessing yourself, without thinking about it in any depth, because you're moving on to another prayer. So I thought today, with this feast of the Holy Trinity, we should try to be more intentional about what we are really saying. We begin our prayer by calling upon the Trinitarian God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We sign ourselves with the cross of Christ, and invoking the Trinity, we demonstrate a desire to consecrate ourselves and our work to the Lord. This external sign also tells others that we belong to God and believe in the power of the cross. So don't be afraid to make the sign of the cross when you're out and about, when you're maybe eating out, saying a prayer before you eat, make the sign of the cross. Remind others who you are. Remind them what they could do themselves. The sign of the cross is in fact a blessing, and it recalls our baptism when we were first signed with the cross and claimed for Christ. It was also at our baptism that we first received the Spirit of adoption. By marking our bodies with the cross, we remember Jesus' passion and proclaim the power of his death. It is an abandonment and an acknowledgement of our belief that Jesus is Lord and that his cross brings with it the hope of resurrection. The sign of the cross is done with our right hand, recalling that Jesus Christ sits at the right hand of the Father. We might even join our thumb and first two fingers together during the blessing to further embody the three-in-one nature of the God whom we invoke. Although God is one, God is not solitary. Each of the divine persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is distinct from the others and exist eternally with them as a communion of persons in love. That's really powerful. They exist as a communion of persons in love, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptized in the name of our triune God, we are called to share in the divine life and to shape our families and our communities to reflect the unity and love found in the relationship among the Father, Son, and Spirit. I like to often think of, maybe it's not a perfect analogy or anything, but to think of the love of husband and wife, of father and mother, and love of their children. There's a real unity there in that. And it's wonderful when you see families who are able to carry that out. Certainly, in any family, that also means you have to forgive each other, because we always get on, somebody's going to get hurt somehow or another, and you have to be loving and forgiving. The gospel informs us that Jesus did not bring his disciples to full knowledge of who he was while he was among them. He said they weren't ready for it yet. They weren't ready for it yet. They were with him for 3 years, but they're still not ready for it all. So the question to me is, are we ready for it? Are we ready yet? Maybe we are, maybe we're not. We have to continue to open ourselves to God and open ourselves to the Holy Spirit that Jesus sent to us and says, he will teach you the truth. So we have to listen. He said he will tell them of the coming of the Spirit, a Spirit that would guide them in truth. The three persons of the Trinity are united in perfect harmony with one another. Wouldn't it be good if we could be united in perfect harmony with each other? There would be no fighting, no war. Through Jesus, we are extended a generous invitation to enter fully into this relationship and to reflect that mutual love. I hope we do it best in our families, but sometimes we do it with friends, maybe at work. All three persons of the Trinity existed from the beginning, and their inner relationship is one of equality. In being, in function, creating, saving, and enlivening all that exist, they invite us to replicate their non-possessiveness in our relationships, recognizing that nothing I have is mine alone, but is ours as for the common good. Wasn't it wonderful when we read about the early Christians who sold what they had and gave it to the apostles to distribute to anyone in need? It doesn't seem very practical, though, does it? I find it hard to do, but I try to share certainly a fair amount of what I receive with others. Maybe it's Catholic Charities, maybe it's for a Catholic education, maybe it's for different organizations that reach out to those who are in need. Even the persons of God do not simply do or say what they want without willing it together. The Spirit wills what the Father wills, and Christ teaches us to pray to the Father, "Thy will be done." The Father has all and shares it with the Son. The Son, in turn, shares it with us and leaves us with the Spirit as teacher and guide. The three are unified in nature and purpose, working in a unity that transcends their division while still leaving it intact. This mystery is one that we do not fully comprehend in this life. I don't think we can in this life. The mystery is an invitation to enter into a lifetime journey of love with this God who is love. When will we understand it? I think the best will be in heaven. I really believe in heaven that we're going to love everybody there. And we're not going to be angry with anybody, and we're not going to be suffering at all. What a wonderful place to be. Some questions for you to think about. Is our local faith community, the community here, Immaculate Conception, or those around here, are they a reflection of Trinitarian harmony, generosity, and love? I hope we get there. We keep working at it, huh? Do we extend the invitation to others, especially those who are most marginalized by the church and society? How do we invite them in? How do you experience the Spirit's guidance? How does the Spirit speak to you? And I always say, the Spirit will not say anything unless you pause, take time to listen, open your mind, your heart to the Holy Spirit. We get so busy, it's hard to hear the Lord, hard to hear the Spirit. There's so many things get in the way. But what a gift the Trinity is. The unity, the love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The mystery of three persons and one God. May we strive to reflect it with our lives.